同学们应该开始了。
Timothy asked if we could sing a song that we would like to sing.
所以我们今天呢，提莫泰邀请我们要唱这一首歌，我们非常喜爱的、经常唱的一首歌。
So the song we're going to sing is Lord, you've really been good to me.
所以这首歌的名字是那主啊，您对我真好。
So here's a question. I want you to raise your hand if you can say, Lord, you've really been good to me.Can you say that from your heart? Lord, you've really been good to me, say it.
所以呢，现在是我的问题，就是说呢，你们每个人呢，就是说是可以真正从你的内心说呢，主啊，您对我真好吗？
Okay, so we're going to sing it together for Timothy's sake and for our own sake. Let's go.
所以我们要一起来唱呢，为了提摩太，也为了我们自己来唱。
Sing really well on the last note. One more time. Here we go.
非常好，你们这些女高音呢，就是要把最后一个拔上去，因为有些人唱不上去，所以你们唱的声音非常大。我们再唱一遍。
Timothy for suggesting that piece this morning.
也感谢提摩太提议我们今天唱这首歌。
So, take your Bibles and we're going to turn to the book of Leviticus chapter 23.
你们把圣经呢翻到利未记的那个第二十三章。
Leviticus 23.
利未记二十三章。
And in Leviticus 23, we have a description of the feasts of Jehovah.
利未记的第二三节呢, 我们有这样的, 对耶和华的节期的描述。
So the question is, what were the feasts of Jehovah like?
现在问题是呢, 耶和华的节期像什么样子的呢?
There were times when all the congregation of Israel went to Jerusalem and had a feast time.
这就是那样一个时期呢, 所有的犹太人呢, 他们都要去到耶路撒冷城过节。
They went to Jerusalem to remember the Lord, they were gathered together around the Lord.
所以他们去到耶路撒冷城呢, 去纪念主, 他们呢, 一起聚在主的周围。
They went three times a year.
他们一年去三次。
They went for 7 or 8 days in the spring.
他们在春季的时候呢, 去7-8天。
They went for 1 day in the summer.
在夏季去1天。
And they went for 7 or 8 days in the fall.
在秋季呢, 他们也去待7-8天。
They were holy days from which we get our name holidays.
他们是圣节的日子, 今天呢, 我们把它称之为假日。
And so some of you, when you go to work, you say, I'd like some vacation. How much time would I get for vacation?
所以呢,你们有些人呢, 去工作, 去找工作说, 你说呢, 我想有那个假期, 那么说呢, 一年我有多少天的假期呢?
And most employers give their employees at least 2 weeks vacation at the start. Then after they've been there for a while, they get to take a longer vacation.
大多数呢, 雇主呢, 就是当他们的雇员刚来的时候呢, 第一年呢, 他们给他们2个星期的假期, 然后在这之后呢, 他们会给他们更长时间的假期。
Where did the concept of vacation come from in Canada?
所以在加拿大这个就是说是 假期的这个概念从哪来的?
Okay, from the Bible, that's where.
从圣经来的, 这次就是从哪里来的?
Why 2 weeks?
为什么2个星期?
Well, it came from the Bible, that's why.
也是从圣经来的, 这是为什么?
Aren't you glad for the Bible?
你高兴有圣经吗?
Most of the wonderful things we have stem from the Bible.
所以我们很多奇妙的事情都是从圣经里来的。
All right, so they went to Jerusalem 3 times a year, and they had great times when they were there.
所以他们呢每年呢上耶路撒冷城三次，在他们在那里时候呢，他们有非常的美好的日子。
We're going to start reading now in Leviticus 23, and I'm going to read verse 33 with you.
因为我们要开始呢，从利未记的第二三章开始读，那现在要读的呢第33节。
Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, saying, The 15th day of the 7th month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days to the Lord.
第33节说，耶和华的摩西说呢，你告诉以色列的孩子们说，这7月15日是祝棚节，要在耶和华面前守这节7日。
It's the Feast of Tabernacles.
这是祝棚节。
And it takes place in the 7th month, which is really at the end of harvest time.
这是在7月发生的，就是基本上是在收获的季节。
The end of harvest time is a happy time.
因为收获节的最后是非常快乐的时光。
If you were a farmer and you got to work any time in the year, what part of the year would you like to work most?
因为如果你是个农民，你要在整年都工作，那么哪一个季节你最喜欢去工作呢？
I used to think that I would like to be in harvest in the I'd like to work in the harvest time in gathering fruit.
所以呢，我认为呢，就是我想在那个收获的季节呢，这个时候呢，我们来收获那些食物。
And I used to think that when I was gathering fruit, I would do it like this.
因为我认为呢，我在收获水果的时候，我就这么做。
If I were going to bring the peaches in, I'd say one for you and one for me, and I'd eat a peach. And then when we kept, then after that, I'd bring some more peaches in and another one for me. I'd like to be part of harvest because in harvest time, you get to eat all the good stuff that you're picking.
所以这个里面呢，我认为呢，如果我在那个收获的季节呢，我去摘桃子，我会说呢，摘下一个桃子我自己吃，摘一个桃子给你，然后吃完再摘一个，我又来给你一个。所以说我最喜欢的呢，就是说是在那个收获的季节回摘很多水果自己吃。
Okay, so the exciting time of the feast would have been the harvest time. All the good things are in.All the hard work for the year has been done. It's a marvelous time. And I would like to have gone to Jerusalem at the Feast of Harvest, at the Feast of Booths, or the Feast of Tabernacles. I would like to be there at that feast. I think it would be lots of good fun.
第二个呢，我认为呢，就是说是啊，大的时候呢，我呢最喜欢的呢，就是说是在那个收获的季节。收获季节呢，如果呢这个时候呢，我去耶路撒冷城，耶路撒冷城的时候呢，里面有很多收获的东西。那么说呢，我们大家聚在一起呢，有很多好东西可以吃。
Okay, the end of verse 40. If you go to verse 40, we've got to sort of skip this morning as we go. But the end of verse 40 says.
所以呢，你们大家可以翻到四十节，四十节在四十节的结尾，因为今天呢，我们的时间呢，我们要快点过一遍。
And it says, and you shall rejoice before the Lord your God 7 days.
也就是在耶和华你们的神面前欢乐七日。
What would they do for 7 days?
他们在七天里他们在干什么
？They would rejoice before the Lord.
他们会在耶和华面前欢乐。
I think that's a good deal.
我认为这是个好的事情。
That's what I would like to do.
这是我想要去做的事情。
What do you go to church for?
你去教会去干什么
？We go to church for many reasons, but one of them is to rejoice.
所以你去教会有很多的原因，但其中一个原因呢，就是你会欢乐。
You think about all the good things God's done for you.
你去思考神在你人生里行的所有的美事。
You think about all the good things God would do for you.
你去想一想，神呢将要为你做的那么多的美事。
And you sing, Lord, you've really been good to me.
你说主啊，您对我真好。
And so that's what they did at the end of harvest time. Is that probably the best time of year to rejoice?
所以这个就是他们在那个就是收获的季节的季尾，他们去做的，这个应该是一年中最欢乐的日子。
I think so.
我认为。
Some of the relaxing days in winter would be ahead.
所以呢，有些那个前面还有一些放松的日子。
But the rigor that's required in springtime and in the summer to get the crops all ready for harvesting, there's a lot of work. But the rejoicing came at the end of all the wonderful hard work.
所以按照常态呢，你在春季播种，夏季呢去耕种，然后在那个秋季的收获，我认为这是一个非常的奇妙的时间去欢乐。
So, I think it's marvelous. The Lord planned for His people to have a good vacation.
我认为这是非常奇妙的主的计划，让他的子民呢有非常好的假期。
All right, I want you to turn now to the book of Nehemiah.
现在可以把你的圣经翻到尼希米记。
Nehemiah comes before Ezra and Job and Psalms.It comes before Esther, Job, and Psalms, or after Esther, Job, and Psalms. Anyway, you know where it is.
所以你们大家知道那个尼希米记在哪里？应该是在那个约伯记啊、诗篇呐、啊，或者那个是在那个以斯拉、约伯记、诗篇的前面，在以斯拉的前面。
Nehemiah chapter 8.
尼希米记第八章。
And the end of verse 73 of the previous chapter says, when the seventh month came, the children of Israel were in their cities. That's the last verse of chapter 7.
第七章的第 7 or 8?
Chapter
7. 那个尼希米记第七章的最后一节，他是说呢，应该是第73节，以色列的各住在，并到了七月，以色列的孩子们住在自己的城内。
All right, so what we're going to read now is what happened in Nehemiah's day in the seventh month, which was the month of the Feast of Tabernacles, this time when all the people got together for 7 days to rejoice at the end of harvest.
所以我们要读的呢，就是说在尼希米那个时代呢，其实呢，他们呢，就是说是在那个七月，就是在收获的季节的季尾，他们所有的人呢，在那个那个耶路撒冷城，当他们走过祝棚节的时候，他们所做的事情。
All right, so chapter 8 now and verse 1 says, now.All the people gathered together as one man in the open square that was in front of the water gate. And they told Ezra, the scribe, to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded Israel.
所以呢，尼希米记第八章第一节说呢，所有百姓如同一人聚集在水门的前的街道，他们告诉文士以斯拉，将耶和华借摩西吩咐以色列人的律法书带来。
So Ezra the priest,brought the law before the congregation of men and women and all who could hear with understanding, and it happened on the first day of the seventh month.
然后呢，就是七月初一日，祭司以斯拉将律法书带到听那能明白的男女会众面前。
What happened on that day?
那一天会发生什么呢？
Well, Ezra the priest, verse 3, read from the law.In the open square that was in front of the water gate from morning until midday, before the men and women and those who could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law.
这个人们呢，他们在那干什么呢？第三节，以斯拉在那个水门前的街道，从清晨到中午，在众男女一切听得能明白的人面前读着律法书，众民众侧耳而听。
Now, what would you think of something like that?
你呢怎么去想这个像这样的一些事情？
All the people got together.
所有的人都聚在一起。
How many would that be?
那么有多少人呢？
Well, many, many thousands of people.
有很多几千几千的人。
And they stood together in some open plaza somewhere.
所以他们呢，就是说是站在那个就是一个就是宽阔的地方或者什么地方。
Verse 3, Ezra read from the book of the law in the open square that was in front of the water gate.
所以呢，第三节说呢，在水门前的街道，从以斯拉呢向民众读着律法的书。
And he read from morning till midday.
他从清早到中午一直在读。
What do you think that would be like?
你认为这个会是什么样子呢？
How many hours would that be?
那个有多长时间呢？
Well, maybe 2 or 3 hours.
大概有两三个小时。
What would you do if you were standing listening to the Bible being read for 2 or 3 hours?
所以呢，如果呢你呢站着听圣经听了三到四个小时，你会怎么样？
I think I probably would be looking for a place to sit down.
我认为呢，我可能想找个地方坐一下。
And maybe in this open area there were some stones.Or somebody would bring along a chair, but people listened to the reading of the Lord for those hours.
因为也可能呢，在那个开放地方呢，有些石头，有时候有些人呢带着椅子来呢，那些人呢坐在那里呢听那个神的律法。
What would you do if you listened to the Bible being read for a long period of time?
就是你会怎么做？如果你呢，就是听人家读圣经，听了很长一段时间以后。
And frankly, it would be a unique time. I only experienced it once, Norman. I only experienced it once.
你坦率说，那是一个非常独特的时刻。我和 Norman 呢，就是说是只经历过一次。
We were here at an evening meeting on Sunday night many years ago.
多年前呢，我们在这里呢，在星期天的晚上呢，就是我们在这里开一个会。
The preacher was our father.
那个讲道人是我们的父亲。
And he started his sermon by saying, I'd like to read this evening. And he started to read about the temple, the dedication of the temple that Solomon had built.
在这个里面他说今天呢我要去跟大家读一些经文，他就开始读呢，就是所罗门怎么样去建造圣殿。
And he kept on reading.
他就一直读。
He just didn't read a few verses at the introduction.
并没有，就是说，只是读那几节经文作为前奏。
He read the Bible.
在读圣经。
And he kept on reading the story of the dedication of the temple.
当然就是一直在读那个就是贡献给圣殿的这样的故事。
And he kept on reading for about 3/4 of an hour.
所以呢，就是说他一直读呢，大概在1小时45分钟。
And then he said, "Now we'll close in prayer."
就是说我们然后呢结束的祷告。
Now the question is, do you think that would have been a good sermon?
所以现在问题是，你认为这是一篇很好的讲道吗？
And the answer is yes, it was a good sermon.
答案是
It was all straight from the Bible. He just read what the Bible said.
是一个非常好的一篇讲道，是所有的读的都是从圣经来的，他只是读圣经里说什么他就读什么。
That's what Ezra did.Ezra was reading this day, and he was reading from the Bible. He read from morning till midday.
这是以斯拉所做的，他一直在读圣经，一直在读，从清晨到中午。
Verse 4 explains more. He says, Ezra the scribe stood on a platform of wood, which they had made for that purpose. And beside him, at his right hand, stood Mattithiah, Shema, Ananiah,Urijah, Milkiah, and Messiah. And on his left hand, Pedaiah, Mishael, Malkijah, Hashem, Hashbandana, Zechariah, and Meshullam.
第四节就是以斯拉所做的。文士以斯拉站在为这事特备的牧职讲台上，马他提亚是马亚奈亚、乌利亚、希勒加和马西亚站在他的右手边，比大雅、米沙利、马基亚、哈圣、哈巴大拿、撒加利亚和米舒南站在他的左手边。
So this is the time just before the great Feast of Tabernacles. He read, and on his right hand and on his left hand were many of the great men of God in his day. He wasn't alone.
这个里面呢，就是说是这是那个节气要开始的时候，他呢为他左边右边的人呢打声的读圣经，他并不是一个人待在那里。
And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was standing above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up.
第五节说，以斯拉在众民眼前展开这书，他一展开，众民都站起来。
And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God.Then all the people answered, Amen, Amen, while lifting up their hands. And they bowed their heads and worshipped the Lord with their faces to the ground.
因为就是说以斯拉称颂耶和华至大的神，众民都举手回答说，阿们，阿们，他们低头脸伏于地敬拜耶和华。
Verse 7 says, And Jeshua, Bana, Bani, Sherebiah, Jamin, Akub, Shebathai, Jodiah,Messiah, Kalita, Azariah, Jozabad, Hanan, Peliah, and the Levites helped the people to understand the law, and the people stood in their place.
第七节说呢，耶稣亚、巴尼、士利比、亚敏、亚胡、沙比泰、何利亚、马西亚、基利塔、亚撒利亚、约巴、约萨玛、哈纳。比莱亚和利未人使百姓明白律法，百姓都站在自己的地方。
Verse 8, so they read distinctly from the book, in the law of God, and they gave the sense and helped them to understand the reading.
第八节说，他们清清楚楚地念神的律法书，讲明意思，使百姓明白所念的。
So here you have the congregation.The end of harvest time, the congregation are there. He's reading from morning till midday, probably 2 or 3 hours, and he read in such a way that they heard distinctly from the book.
这个里面呢，就是说是这个是在那个节期的，就是收获的季节的末期，他们呢就在那里听以斯拉读圣经，从早晨读到中午，大概有2到3个小时，所以呢。他读律书律的读神的律法书的时候，清清楚楚的念神的律法书。
Now that's the responsibility of the preacher. He is to preach in such a way that people hear distinctly. I heard every word you said. That's what the preacher should hear.
这就是说是那个讲道人他的责任，他的职责呢，就是说是他清清楚楚的把每一个字讲出来，所以使那个听众所明白，能够听到他，就是这就是我听到他讲的讲明的意思。
And the preacher's responsibility is to make clear the sense.
所以呢，那个讲道人的那个就是说是他的那个责任是要讲明意思。
And help them to understand the reading.
使百姓明白所念的。
So Ezra read it and he explained it as he was going. He made sure everybody heard and understood.
所以呢，以斯拉他读了，读了，在读的过程中呢，他不断的解释，他确保呢听众呢都明白他所念的。
And in the audience, these men we read about in verse 7, at the end of verse 7, they helped the people to understand the law.
这个里面呢就是说是那些听众呢，我们在第七节里读到的听众呢，他们是百姓呢明白律法。
Has any of you ever studied the sermons of Billy Graham?
所以你们有没有人呢就是研究过呢葛培利的讲道呢？
Billy Graham was an amazing man. He preached to more people than anyone has ever preached to in the history of the world.
所以葛培利呢是一个伟大的人，他呢讲过的他的听众呢超过世界上所有讲道人的听众。
What was the most outstanding, not the most outstanding? What was very outstanding about Billy Graham's sermons?
因为葛培里的就是最杰出的，或者说他杰出的那个讲道是什么呢？
They were clear.
讲得清楚。
You listened to him, you understood what he was saying.
你听他讲道的，你明白他讲的是什么。
Make sure when you tell people about Jesus that you're clear.
因为你要确保当你告诉别人主耶稣的时候，你要讲清楚。
Don't leave them confused. Explain what you're talking about.
你不要让他们困惑，你要就是说是把你讲的解释出来。
And that's why it's difficult when you're learning ESL. You've got to be clear enough to make sure that the people understand.
所以这就是为什么你们呢有这样的困境。当你呢就学习英语的时候呢，你要讲得非常清楚，确保听众能够明白。
That would have been quite a morning.
所以这个是一个非常美的一个早晨。
Verse 9 says, Nehemiah, who was the governor in the Israel in those days, Nehemiah was the governor, Ezra was the priest, the two of them were basically running the country.
第九节说呢，省长尼西米和那个祭司文士以斯拉，所以那个尼西米他是省长，那么说呢，以斯拉是那个祭司，他们两个人一起管理国家。
Verse 9 now, and Nehemiah, who was the governor, Ezra the priest and scribe, and the Levites who taught the people, said to all the people, This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn nor weep, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law.
第九节说，那省长尼西米和做祭司的文士以斯拉，并教导百姓的利未人，对众民说，今日是耶和华你们神的圣日，唯要悲哀哭泣，这是因为众民听见律法书上的话都哭了。
What's the response when you read the law of the Bible?
因为你读那圣经里的律法的时候，你的责任是什么？
Do you ever read the Bible and say, uh-oh, that's what God wants, I haven't done that.
你有没有读到圣经呢？你说，哦，这是神想要我做的，我还没做到。
Uh-oh, I got a big problem. The Lord says, if you don't do this, you're in trouble. Uh-oh.
所以你说，哦，我有大麻烦了。主说，那你如果不照着做，你会大麻烦了。哦。
And some of the people began to weep when they heard the law of God.
有些人呢，听见神的律法以后呢，都开始哭了。
And so, Nehemiah and Ezra say, Do not mourn nor weep.
因为尼西米和那个以撒说呢，不要悲哀哭泣。
All right, verse 10 says, Then Ezra said to them, Go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, send portion to those for whom nothing is prepared, for this day is holy to our Lord do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.
第十节说，他又对他们说，你们去吃肥美的和甘甜的，有不能预备的就分给他，因为今日是我们主的圣日，你们不要忧虑，因耶和华的喜乐是你们的力量。
So you got two things going on here now. This is the time of harvest has come in. It's the time of harvest, the time of rejoicing.
并下面呢摆在面前两件事，这个呢是那个时间，是收获的季节，是那个喜乐欢乐的季节。
And you read the law of God, and the law of God says you're wrong. You made mistakes, you've done this wrong.
现在就你读了神的律法，那神的律法说呢你是错的，你犯了那些错误。
So what do you do?
那你怎么做呢？
You put the two together.
你们两个合在一起。
And you say, you know, God is good. He's told us to do this, but he's also promised to do that.
因为你说呢，这个的神是良善的，他呢就是说是他说这样做是好的，他呢是允许他会那样去做。
And so instead of getting sorry about all the bad things that you've heard in the Bible, you rejoice because the promises say God can forgive you and give you good things.
所以你们不要去说为你所做的事情呢感到抱歉，所以那件事神呢就是说是他在圣经里应许了他会饶恕你的罪。
So if all you had was the law of God, you'd cry.
所以如果你只有神的律法的话，你就会哭了。
Because you got the promises of God and all the good things He's done for you in the past, you rejoice.
但是呢，因为呢，你在那个神呢，他有他的应许，神在过去呢，在你人生里做的那么多的善事美事，你要喜乐了。
So when does the Christian rejoice?
那么基督徒应该什么时候喜乐呢？
All the time.
就在所有的时间。
Okay, he rejoices when things have gone well.
所以呢，当事情呢，非常好的时候要，喜乐。
And he rejoices when things are bad because the promises of God are that God is going to make them better.
所以这个里面呢，就是基督徒呢，有的事情呢变得糟糕的时候呢，也喜乐，因为神应许了要把他的那个坏事变成好事。
My friend said to me a few weeks ago, he said, Harold, there's nothing wrong with me that the rapture isn't going to cure.
所以那就是说，我的朋友跟我说呢 ，Harold 在那个我教会被提的时候，没有我身上的毛病治不好的。
I just think it's wonderful. They read the Bible. The Bible says you're wrong. They say, but Jesus offers me forgiveness, and so I'm going to cry, and then I'm going to rejoice, and I'm going to believe Him, and I'm going to rejoice and rejoice and rejoice and rejoice.
所以就是你说，我认为这是非常奇妙的，因为呢，我做错的事，但是主耶稣基督呢，他应许了，他要饶恕我的罪，所以呢，我先呢呼求，呼求我相信他，相信他呢，然后我就会喜乐，喜乐，喜乐，接着一直都是喜乐。
So we don't have time to go into all the detail. We'll get to it eventually on Sunday night.
因为我们没有时间呢，就是把这所有的细节都讲出来。星期天的晚上我们会学这些细节。
But the theme is this.God is good. He's really been good to me. He will really be good to you. Rejoice. Read. Find out what the problem is. Take His yoke upon you and rest in that and rejoice and rejoice and rejoice in all that God is doing and going to do.
所以呢，就是但是呢，应许是这样的，神呢他是好的，他是良善的，神呢说呢会一直一直对我们很好，神对我是真好真好，所以呢就是说是你要跟那个主呢同父异母，他的应许了，他会让你喜乐。
What does verse 10 end with?
那么十节的结尾是什么？
It says.Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.
你们不要忧愁，因耶和华的喜乐是你们的力量。
This is the position that the Christians were in that, and that's where we are today. We say, Lord, you've really been good to me. You took my burden. You set me free.
这就是当时呢那些基督徒们他们的状态，也是我们今天的我们基督徒的状态。我们说呢，主啊，您对我真好，您呢就是除去了我的负担，您对我真好。
What did Paul and Silas do when they were in prison in Philippi?
所以保罗和希拉他们在监狱里的时候，在腓立比的监狱里的时候，他们在做什么呢？
They sang.
他们唱歌。
Why?
为什么？
Because the joy of the Lord is their strength.
因为那神的喜乐是他们的力量。
And God let them out.
神呢把他们救出来。
And let a lot of others out too. Hallelujah.
所以呢让很多人呢也从困境中走出来。
All right, that's our story. I've gone over time. I apologize.
所以这是我们的故事，我有点超时了，抱歉。
Snack time, lunch time, and we'll carry on this afternoon.
所以是那个茶点时间，还有午餐时间，然后下午我们继续。
Lord, we're thankful. You are a good God.
神呐、啊，我们感谢您呢，因为您是一个良善的神。
And we praise your name.
我们赞美您的名。
Now bless us, we pray today, and help us. We give thanks to you for your kindness.
也求您帮助我们，赐福我们，我们为您的慈爱呢献上感恩。
And we pray and give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们的祷告和感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.